Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Scott Burton. This week on AK, Athabascan Hip Hop. Samuel Johns grew up in the community of Copper Center, surrounded by drugs and alcohol. After years of struggling with alcoholism, he's now sober and trying to make it as a musician who blends Athabascan culture with hip-hop music. Johns is traveling to villages across the state to perform and talk about living a drug-free life. And as KDLG's Matt Martin reports, it's a message that seems to be resonating with kids in Dillingham.
Students in Dillingham are squeezed into the plastic bleachers in the high school gym on a recent Thursday afternoon as Samuel Johns plays his skin drum. He warns students that he can get pretty loud singing traditional songs, but it's all just part of the show.
When I perform for some of the kids, man, they look scared, especially some of the white kids. I'll just be like, hey! They're just like, is he going like on a war path right now? What is he doing?
Johns is trying to inspire kids to preserve traditional culture. But also close to his heart is a mission to convince rural kids to avoid addiction and curb domestic violence. Johns spent years drinking growing up in Copper Center. He says he regrets the time he lost just partying away his days. He never graduated from high school.
That's what I'm trying to talk to the kids about. It's like not wasting that time and just get on going right now.
He speaks to students about his personal experience with substance abuse and drug dealing.
I'm ashamed of, you know, selling weed because I could have lost my daughter. I could have lost my home. Luckily, that never happened with me. And I feel like now I have the platform to tell my story, to tell people, hey, this is what I went through. Rinse past due when you know you're late. Feel
like giving up, but I know you ain't, cause I've been there, life's a mess. The kids are intrigued by the traditional singing, but as soon as Johns begins to rap, they get out their phones to record and take photos.
That's the first time I ever heard of a rapping native.
Sophomore Dorothy Bavila.
It's very surprising and very cool, and I thought he really got the message out there.
John's message also resonated with 8th grader Kate Gomez.
Him rapping about culture and domestic violence and just standing up for things really inspires me to help other people.
Johns frequently raps about his native heritage. He sees himself as a link between where the kids are today and where the elders used to be.
When I talk about traditional music, I try to tell them, you know, like, this right here, our cultural traditional values, it's survived for thousands of years for a reason, not for it to end right now, you know, and right now I feel like I'm in that position where I can actually build that bridge to have the kids see that our culture is cool. When I did the song One Tribe.
This is dedicated to all my elders, the ones that paved the way for us. This is my life, this is my pride. This is my story, I will no longer hide. We are all people that live and die. We are all equal, we are one tribe.
Johns sees the problem of addiction as a threat to native culture. He says his ancestors used to be like Superman. They were strong and pure.
But alcohol, drugs, food, you know, unhealthy food, it's crippling our way of life. It's crippling what our ancestors passed down for so many years. Alcoholism, drug addiction, any type of addiction is really our kryptonite, you know, for the way we used to be.
Johns hopes his music, in at least some small way, will help change that. Johns doesn't want kids to simply become fans of his music. He hopes to inspire them to become leaders in their own communities. Johns believes his music allows him to connect with Alaska students in a meaningful way.
All right, I see the kid with the hides on. Who else has hides on here? Just you? All right, man. It's Eno's style.
In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.
Up in AK, we got hides on our backs. Repping our people in, that's a known fact. Up in AK, we got hides on our backs. Repping our people in, that's a known fact.